This practice is self-compassion phrase for shame. And you'll be guided to find a single self-compassion phrase that you'd like to hear whenever you feel shame. So a phrase that you can apply across many different situations. The idea is for your phrase to become a mental habit. If you automatically say the same phrase over and over again whenever you feel shame, shame will start to lose its grip. So you may have been keeping a record of different phrases that have arisen for you during this course. And if so, now would be a good time to review the many different phrases that you've written down. And maybe even to highlight or circle one or two of them, particularly looking for a phrase that you would most like to hear when you feel shame. Perhaps even one with a kind of generalized power, one you'd like to hear almost no matter why you feel shame. So please go ahead and do that if you've been writing some phrases down. And if you haven't written down any phrases, that's quite okay. You can just ask yourself the question. What would I most like to hear when I feel shame, no matter why I feel shame? So give yourself some time to come up with some possibilities. Also allowing yourself to be vulnerable and honest. Nobody has to hear these phrases. Let them be phrases that touch your heart. What would I most like to hear when I feel shame, no matter why I feel shame? Now there are two more questions that you can consider and also write down what comes to mind. First question is, if you had a friend who was struggling with shame, what are you most likely to say to that person, heart to heart, in the midst of shame? And the second question is, when you feel shame, what words would you most like to hear from a friend? What words would make your heart rest? And now, please consider all the phrases that you've written down or circled from a practice record. and select one phrase that you would most like to hear in a moment of shame. And when you have such a phrase, it's even helpful to write that phrase on a separate piece of paper in your own handwriting and place it in a strategic location, somewhere that you pass by often as a reminder to yourself going forward. So that the next time that you notice that you're feeling shame, that you can repeat this phrase to yourself a few times. You know, just saying the words. Don't worry how you feel. The words already have the power of compassion and positive intention. So once you have a phrase like this, it's good to perhaps see how it lands, practice it a little bit. And actually, you can even use this phrase in meditation. So what I'd like to do now is to take 10 minutes to practice with your phrase in a short meditation and see how the phrase lands inside of you. So if you'd like to do this 10-minute meditation, please, once again, find a comfortable sitting position. Drop into the position, feeling how the chair is holding you, taking a few deep, relaxing breaths. If you like, you can also offer yourself some compassionate touch. You know, it's so easy to forget what we're doing, which is bringing kindness and compassion to ourselves. Compassionate touch is a reminder. And for the sake of this particular meditation, but not necessarily in general, if you wish, you can think of a situation that makes you feel ashamed, something very mild. But you can also just say your phrase as a gift to yourself without hitching it to a shame experience, so you decide. And then when you're ready, begin by just feeling the natural rhythm of your breathing. Feeling the rhythm of your body breathing in and your body breathing out. Even if you wish, allowing your body to be subtly rocked by the rhythm of your breathing. Allowing your body to be rocked and caressed by the flow of your breath going in and out. And then calling your particular phrase to mind, and begin repeating your phrase over and over. If you like, along with the rhythm of the breath. Like a blessing. Saying this phrase over and over again, as if you were whispering it into the ear of someone whom you truly love. Feeling the rhythm of your breath. Hearing these words of kindness and compassion. Allowing the process to be as easy as possible, as easy as breathing. Allowing the phrases and your breath to do all the work. You've already done any work you need to do. You found a phrase. There's nothing left to accomplish. From now on, let your phrase do the work. Just like bathing in the warmth of the sun or easing into a warm bath. The sun does the work. The warm water does the work. Your phrase does the work. So allow yourself to receive this gift, this blessing. Over and over. Just letting the words wash over you and through you. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, nothing to achieve. Just feeling the natural rhythm of your breathing and giving yourself permission to receive these words. Permission to allow the words to flow through you. These words are for you. Right now, letting yourself receive this blessing over and over. taking another 2 or 3 minutes. Allowing the words to do all the work. Letting the practice be as easy as the body breathing itself. Soaking in words of kindness and compassion. Permission to receive. And now, gently releasing the practice, releasing your breathing, releasing the phrases, and taking a few moments just to let your awareness rest quietly in your body. Noticing how you feel inside. Allowing your experience to be just as it is. And then, when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. And as usual, if you'd like to take any notes on your experience, please go ahead and do so. Is there anything you'd like to remember? For example, what was it like to allow the words to do all the work, to let yourself receive the meditation rather than doing the meditation? What was it like to just let the words wash over you and through you? And also, what was your particular phrase like? Did it change at all, or did it seem just right? Would you like to give the phrase a little more thought? See what might emerge in the coming days and weeks? Anyhow, when you have a phrase, when you have a go-to self-compassion phrase, not only can you practice it in meditation like this, which kind of anchors the phrase inside, it kind of helps to build the phrase as a resource for daily life, but you can also make the commitment to actually say this particular phrase whenever you feel shame in daily life. And usually just repeating the phrase a few times. You know, you feel shame, you say, ah, shame. And then you repeat the phrase. Just a few times is enough. But it's important to remember that when we do this, we're practicing not to make the experience of shame go away, because that'll just make it stick. We're practicing simply because we feel shame. We're doing the most natural thing in the world, which is responding to the discomfort of shame in a compassionate way. So, thank you again for your practice.